This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hi, Kristen.
Well, hello.
I missed you last week.
I know. We were sitting here and I'm thinking, boy, it's been a minute since we've talked.
You were here, well, before last week, Dawn Walker was here.
Uh-huh.
She always does a nice job.
Yeah.
But I miss you because you're the boss. Kristen Glazier is the CEO of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. And since it's been a minute, man, we got a lot to talk about.
I know we do.
So the last time I saw you, we were celebrating the ribbon cutting, starting the 40th anniversary series of celebrations.
I know. That was a great afternoon. We were talking about, this is our 40th year is 2024. And so we started it off with a kickoff of a ribbon cutting. The chamber was there with us. And just to show that we are going to celebrate life for the whole year.
Yeah. And again, when we say 40th, it's the 40th anniversary of it becoming a Medicare-provided service, right?
Being
chartered or sanctioned by Medicare.
Right, because we talked a little bit before about back in 1982, we had some great nurses in the community and prominent businessmen mm-hmm. that, they knew there was a need. The nurses started to provide end-of-life care in the community for a few people, and then all of a sudden they thought, wow, this hospice movement is really taking off. And so then in 1984... they did what they needed to do to start the corporation, and we were able to bill Medicare for our services after that.
Right.
And here we are today, 120 employees later, 150 patients later, and a lot of counties that we've touched.
A lot of counties and just service beyond what the basic definition of hospice was 40 years ago.
Right, right.
When you look at your grief and you look at all the support you provide, it is, the palliative, it's all-encompassing.
It is, and I was thinking back because the story that I was there with Fairhope 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started there 30 years ago, we did all the same things that we did, much smaller scale. Mm-hmm. We had volunteers, we had chaplains, mm-hmm. we had aides, we had all the things that we have now. So for me, that tells us what's allowed us to stay in this community and be so successful is we have not changed.
Right.
We've grown, we haven't changed.
Right, grown, but the core mission has never wavered
right.
from what you started with.
Right.
I know you were nervous about the ribbon cutting, and what a turnout. It was great.
I talk a lot. I'm out. I can speak. If someone says, hey, can you tell us a few things or can you speak to
sure.
this group? I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, for some reason, that ribbon cutting, I thought to myself, this is big.
It is.
And I was a little nervous. But boy, the chamber was there to support me, mm-hmm. all of our staff. And we had the community turnout.
The good news is you didn't drop the scissors.
I did not drop the scissors. And the best part, that was when it was super cold.
Yeah.
And we said, let's go outside and do this in front of the Pickering House. And that sun popped out right when we walked out.
Nobody complained. It was
Nobody
very warm
complained.
On that porch.
It
was. 740-654-7077. So if you hear anything today and you say, I want to talk to somebody, 654-7077. 800-994-7077 should you have long distance issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's still phones out there, I guess, that have long
sure,
distance.
Sure, and so. We have our office in Logan, too. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your base is the Pickering House.
It is.
And 282 Sells Road in Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
We have got, and again, one of the things I love about your organization and Fairhope Hospice is the community, the support you get. Is extraordinary. And we've got the celebration of life coming up,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Fairhope celebrates life.
Celebrate life. So that is our signature fundraiser. And that is March 21st. Facebook, our website, call the office, anything that mm-hmm. you need. Probably look downtown. Mm-hmm. There's posters downtown. Everywhere you look.
Tickets are available, right?
Tickets are available. You can join us that evening. So we've been doing this since 2019.
Right.
Now we had a year for COVID. We had one that was virtual only, but we are back in action. Last year we were at the Lancaster Golf Club, which was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you what, we outgrew that. So this year we are going to be at the Mill Event Center.
Right.
And actually we are going to be filming our TV show from there so that we can air that all through February.
It's back to the Mill because in 2019,
is.
That's where it started.
That's right. So we're really excited to be back there. But, again, the community, I'm so amazed at when we throw something out to the community, a need, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something.
So tickets available. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $40. But
very reasonable. That gets you dinner or heavy hors d'oeuvre.
Well,
right?
Get it. 40 years, $40.
No, it went right over
there
my head.
There you go. So, and we, you know, every year we kind of have a theme for this event. Mm-hmm. This year we decided we're gonna honor the 40 years of being in this community. So that's sort of what the theme is around. We are going to have some amazing heavy hors d'oeuvres. There's mm-hmm. obviously a cash bar, a special drink, mm-hmm. Just a lot of really nice surprises, music, and a lot of auction items.
So we've got a ton of silent auction items, right? Now, again, you're going to continue to have the online component, I believe.
Yes, that's going to start. So Thursday night is the event.
Yeah.
Like we did last year, you can start, get on there, bid on Tuesday night, eyeball what you want. Mm-hmm. You can either come and join us at the mill. You can bid from home. So we're going to have those virtual items, but if you come to the mill, you can see all of those items, so you can really get a good look. We're going to have some live auction
you're
items.
You're going to have some big ticket items that are live auction, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So I think this concept, I remember last year, it was like, well, if you do the online, are people going to come? Oh, people came.
Oh, my gosh. Like I said, the Lancaster Golf Club was incredible.
It was full.
But we were busting at the seams, so yeah.
But again, even the mill has its limitations, so get your tickets now.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And what's the date again?
So it's March 21st. That's a Thursday night.
That's the start of spring.
I know.
That's perfect. The start of spring and the Fairhope Celebrates Life event at the mill.
Right.
What night is that?
That's a Thursday.
Thursday night.
Yeah. And it usually runs from about like 5 until 8.
Yeah. It's not like a wild night party.
Nope.
You know, you'll be out of there. Plenty of time to get your beauty sleep.
That's right.
Kristen is here. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Hey, can we do something? Maybe not wait 3 weeks to see you again. Would that be okay?
I would love that. I think I may come back next week.
That'd be awesome.
Great.
So it's been a rainy, mild week. And, you know, this is I call it the seasonal affective. You don't see the sun. It's kind of drizzly.
Yeah.
You know, this is the kind of time when, you know, maybe loneliness kicks in.
Right.
The holidays are over. I want to touch upon, because we've been talking about the grief support, the Friday grief support that you're doing every Friday. I know Rory and I know Tracy.
Uh-huh.
How could I forget her name?
How did you forget that?
That just was on the tip of my tongue. They're working. It's almost like this is, I hate to say it this way, their busy time.
This is their busy time.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of ways. We service a lot of patients at the beginning of the year. They see a lot of our bereaved families, but also just the community calls. It's sort of like you're through Christmas, everything kind of slows down and it really hits you.
Yeah.
So they've been extremely busy. They're working with a senior center to provide some support, obviously in the schools every day,
mm-hmm.
just taking care of our kiddos in this community. So,
and when the schools are in session, there's another thing. You know, it's school is canceled because of the weather or whatever. It gets almost frustrating, and it gets depressing.
Yeah, it does. So they just, you know, they're really busy at this time, but they're doing such good work.
Mm-hmm.
They're so
busy.
And I just can't say enough about the help and the support they provide.
And part of, again, we were off the air talking about the 40-year history. Well, on the air, too. And we were talking about, you know, it was the same core mission, but you're doing more of it. And you've expanded. And I think grief support is probably one of those big things that has come along, grown organically over the years.
Right. There's such a need. You know, like I always say is, Medicare regulates and says you must provide bereavement for 13 months after someone passes. Mm-hmm. We know that. Every hospice knows that. We do it much differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then that has really branched out and grown into supporting the schools, mm-hmm. supporting the community, the senior centers.
Yeah. And taking the message and taking it to them.
Right. To the next level.
Right. And mm-hmm. and making sure that then you have that message out. And then you have the Anita M. Turner Center, which was an outgrowth of needing a place.
Right. And, you know, when we kind of talk about that, the one thing I want to say, too, is that nobody is ever, ever turned away for their inability to pay for hospice care or anything. And there are no bills sent for any kind of grief support. Mm-hmm. We don't charge for any of that in the schools, to the kids, to the families. So, you know, this event that we're talking about, the donations that people send in through the month, that money goes straight to taking care of those patients.
Right. And or the event she's talking about, if you're just joining us, is the Fairhope Celebrates Life event, mm-hmm. March 21st.
Right, Thursday night.
Yeah. And again, tickets available. Go to fairhopehospice.org or hit the Facebook page, Fairhope
right.
Hospice, home of the Pickering House.
That's right. Give us a call. We can get you the information you need.
I don't know why it didn't sound right.
Why didn't that flow like normal? Home of the Pickering House.
I know why, because you know I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
So. No, it's true. It's those fundraisers are so critical to making sure those missions, which aren't you don't get reimbursed for everything you do.
No. But that's what makes us stand out from
right.
other hospices, from other for-profit hospices. We do it because it's the right thing to do. We need to take care of our patients and families.
And that's a great point, that Fairhope Hospice is a nonprofit organization,
mm-hmm.
and it's not about making money. It's about taking care of people.
Right. So this event is extremely important to us. It allows all that money goes back to our memorial fund, and it
yep.
takes care of families.
All right, Kristen, we're out of time.
Oh, Mark.
But that means you have to come back.
I will be back.
Thanks.
See
Appreciate
you next
it.
Week.